This weekend is the Long Grove Apple Fest. It all started back, it's the 33rd year. I've been going there that long, always looking forward to the brown bag apple pie. It's happening now through Sunday. Ryan Messner is the president of the Historic Downtown Long Grove Business Association. He joins us now on the map. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am great. I have not heard any recent news about anyone hitting the bridge. Am I correct? Or did
I
miss something?
Unofficially, no. No one's hit the bridge, but close calls, but no one's hit it.
Glad to hear. This is a long-time tradition for my family in Long Grove, and it's happening as we speak. Besides the fresh apples, let's talk about the food that will be there and all the apple goodness.
You know, it is. Everything we have here is local vendors that create, create apple-themed items. And again, everything is apple. Great food. You got some great adult drinks, kid drinks. It's family-friendly. It's just, we want people to come out and enjoy fall and the kickoff of what the next season is.
Well, it's such a vintage town. Talk a little bit, before we dive a little deeper here into the music and everything, of the history of Long Grove. And if folks haven't been there... It's an absolutely historic town. It was like the 1840s that settlers settled in there, right?
It is. It used to actually be the trading point where people would come from the city to the suburbs, and this is where you would come to do your trading. So everything does date back to the 1800s. You know, you go to the Village Tavern, which is the oldest active run tavern still in the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
You know, you come to the bridge. I mean, just you come in, you feel like you come back 40 years when you come into Long Grove.
Absolutely. Besides the cider donuts, the fresh apple cider, and all the apple pies you can buy, there's great music there, too, all weekend.
We do. We have amazing music. We have three stages of music this weekend. Tonight, we have a High Infidelity. Tomorrow, it's going to be Seventh Heaven, American English on Sunday. We've got different music genre and different stages for all families, for kids and adults.
Yeah, as I say, what do you have for the kids, special things that they can do?
We in the Fountain Square, we've got a lot of kid music, kid activities where you come out and just it's more interactive, where the kids are being part of the music. They're dancing, they're having fun. We've obviously the pie eating contest where they're coming in and we're seeing who can eat the pie in the quickest in 3 minutes. We want to make sure everyone's having fun, and then obviously the kids can go to the carnival and enjoy a carnival where it's family friendly as well.
Talk about some of the vendors that are there and the stores and the shopping, because that is part of the whole experience in Long Grove.
It is. The one thing you're going to find out of Long Grove, all the stores are family run. So it's not your traditional stores that you're going to see at every town. When you come to Long Grove, you're going to see unique, you know, there's vintage stores, there's, you know, current trends, you got clothing, obviously food. But it's not something you're going to go to every town and see. We're not a chain related environment. We are family friendly, family run. And that's what Long Grove's always been, you know, for the last 100 years.
I think my mother, and she's been gone for a while, but her favorite place that I think is still around is Within Reach. That was her favorite store.
It is, and they're, you know, it's the second owner. They've been going on for years. And again, when you go there, whether you find baby clothes or adult clothes, as well as just, it's just a great place to find, not, you know, gifts for families or parties or events. There's something for everyone here.
You know, there's talk a little bit about the Long Grove Confectionery and the Apple House, because I remember when the Apple House was where you could like walk into that log cabin-y place and look down and see all the apples being peeled and all that other good stuff. But those are two staples in Long Grove.
It is. So obviously from the original location, they actually bought a set of buildings and they moved from the original location. But what they did is they kept their tradition. So that traditional brown bag apple pie, the apple cider donuts, that's still what you're going to find here. You know, you'll see them making the donuts here. If you want to taste something that's the freshest you can ever have, this is where you're going to find it this weekend.
And the confectioner as well, so you can get your favorite chocolates and so forth there too.
You can. And they've got everything, not just for Apple Fest, but everything fall-related as well. So as these, you know, families or kids are starting to have their parties, you're going to find great novelty items to say, hey, let's bring these back for the kid parties for Halloween coming.
Love it. There's also dining options year-round. You mentioned the tavern, but there's other places in town too.
So if you go to Enzo Lucia, it's everything they make from scratch is a great Italian restaurant. We've got Joni's Pizza that makes all pizzas to order, and they've got a variety of great different types of pizzas. You got obviously the Village Tavern, which is a staple of town, Chatterbox, which does all small plates. There is a lot of variety of food, and again, if you're looking for a variety, you come for a couple, you know, come for eat. If you want to come and have a couple glasses of wine, you can go to Broken Earth or Corked afterwards, or go to Buffalo Creek Brewery and get a beer.
I love it. You know, this isn't the only festival. You know, as we approach the holidays, talk about what's coming up and how the town is decked out for the holiday season.
So fall for us is probably the biggest kickoff because, you know, obviously we go fall and then we go, unfortunately, I hate to say the word Christmas, but it is coming around that time where we start to think cold and so forth. But, you know, for the next really 5 to 6 weeks, we transform to a holiday town. You know, so in October, every weekend we have activities, whether it's a witch's night out. We've got, you know, build your own scarecrow, pumpkin. We are giving away free pumpkins one day. We're doing carving. We've got a ghost walk, pet parade. It's just every weekend there's something. If you want to bring the family to see something and just come to see Long Grove or what maybe you did as a kid or your family did as a kid, we want people to come out. And then as you get into the holidays, you know, we offer carriage rides. You can come and see lights. It's just we want you to enjoy the town.
Absolutely. Longgrove.org is everything you need to know. And again, tell folks the hours of the fest this weekend.
So obviously this evening we're here till 11 o'clock tomorrow and Sunday. We're here from 10 to 11 tomorrow, 10 to 6 on Sunday. If you want to see the band lineup and anything about parking or activities, you go to longgrove.org. for all information about the event this weekend, as well as all the events we have for the remaining portion of the year.
You are the Applefest guy, so what's your favorite thing to eat yourself?
I have to go back to the traditional brown bag apple pie. There's nothing better than taking a warm piece of pie and just enjoying it. That is, for me, a tradition.
Well, have fun out there, Ryan. I'll see you sometime over the weekend.
Listen, enjoy, and thanks so much.
Thank you.